Oh, malungili ta siil sa kamansal ni Mr. Talam sa ate alertial special family RL al afternoon on 4:15 Tuesday afternoon. At mga nga tangatir ilal afternoon lang upang kita ng atya nga Dr. Jeffrey Ng. E diri ka ng atya nga kay kita former Senator Surang al Junior al mo provide a translation. E diri ka ng atya nga Senator Rubay kiko inabol diri ka alkura mo nga niya bebira kiel bologer. Lang kal Dr. Jeffrey Ng at toktang aramas. Yang artiang al logi usile STA Wellness Center mga niya betol adal bile lestrira igan na mo marigal kasal club say matakura mo oge rage gidal experience ngira uka lom ka le lo mesra adara blur bela ding wage rogu el family hour mal ding watal gibal time mo le lakla yama lo dar sarmudo maul de suez al moraru bakal dios Emalo renga sule la ruba kal Dios. El tia clavo gal balwa dra blu vela en ilul meski. Tira kamalo renga sule la ruba kal Dios. Ramok te karni di de lider mo adra vela. Adamal mrel dim kasai mun blo el gire del kasabak la e kakat kak le kaubel tigering. Malo aise mal Happy Tuesday afternoon. Elal ng artiang at Palawave Radio makmong wate ala elang makotel masang at Dr. Jeffrey Ng. I was welcome. Can you please tell us a little bit alwa sa ngaraw ulma ka ngarvela elal sis?
So, Dr. Ng, the first question is if you can give us tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here in Palau. What are you doing here in Palau?
Thank you, Sir Angle. I want to thank the radio station and the group here for inviting me. It's a privilege to speak to you this afternoon. I became interested in health at an early age. My parents, my grandparents, as well as my dad, are physicians, and so I grew up in a home around health.
Okay, ngal toktang ay sa si ngang maldim lang ayas sa kaya mo sa marera tokora ng grupo. Malum kada mukarar ad malum tiyal luwa lungil guru leda rastanga rigid le adaman madala la ukka mara tora guru le to adamana amle toktang adamana radrabli oi
after medical school and fellowship my wife and I dedicated ourselves to doing international missions
I'm Subela Rakhil Toktang, and I'm a fellow Shibri, and I'm saying,
The first year and a half we spent in Puerto Rico, where we served as missionaries for the Seventh Adventist Church. Then we moved to California, where I've been for the last 19 years. And since that time, my wife and I have been on 1 to 3 mission trips every year.
At least al-salam kasaya ng edel tamer al-sataragan al-bololbot babalul tayo dalorurin.
We've truly traveled quite extensively: Africa, Ethiopia, Kenya, and but we've really done quite a bit of work in Micronesia.
Masay mong nari at elem namo ay gilblur Africa, Kenya ay gilbtokat blur Africa. Eh dili ka nari at elem marbot babalul mera.
A few years ago, Dr. Stephen Chang, who is a dentist and a very close friend of mine, invited me to come to Palau. Believe it or not, Palau was one of the few Pacific Islands that I had not visited or served in. And when he gave me the invitation, it was of course.
Yes, sir. I'll show Tarini and nga tia tarablul ndiri gatal atel el merbelo ndira te yaban agigo.
Wonderful. Era lutel mamel mol me tianga adiagal agina relasyon mante gal si ulme sangal toktang ndin ka nga mrali misil kora arngudeng gegrel buy ka arngudeng ara lui madrengel al ubong ogode argil bi makmir tiarenge gemal tiblo katakloin no sentel argim en kuno alwasen ogim ma erung argil magulegering ilwase nga karungu ge ka ngasong sur ogode argim magugering surangol wase kamgril mong magarang mal sabel lungila madale malungila patengele wase rungudeng dir galuy madrengel argil.
Dr. Ng, Senator Senior was commenting and telling the public that when she first met you, she thought you were in your 20s and a new doctor practicing. So she'd like to know, what is the secret to your youthful look?
You know, I believe it's not a secret, but the Seventh-day Adventist healthy lifestyle promotes good health, and not just living longer, but improved quality of life.
Wase aruba sa sabado nga umbral wase close to tela mga maklala ba niya? El dia kadi el bol ilo dogara niya sa kamadad ang mongi lakta argit ng sisi ng asay gid el sleta rakpangara sa wase ng sobo klim ng malding niya sa kamadad.
Sabi mo el mo tulog niya ng wase ng aray gil ko ra tenet sa lubang ko ra principles ra yal talidra SPA al CBL ruli mangwalon ng sonil maintain a healthy lifestyle.
So she was asking, what are the tenets or what are the principles that you live by your beliefs that help maintain this healthy lifestyle?
There is a acronym that we use in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the acronym we use is called New Start.
Maria agora consigo a toy so se vai ser manubang toram regala acronym sel the spelling new start el agora se luk langaria belgul.
The N in the new stands for proper nutrition.
Sel domur sel luk el N toram regala nutrition ngirel ngaria eyora igal gal ndong en wi rabdinya.
The E stands for exercise.
Exercise.
The W stands for the proper use of water.
Water.
S stands for sunlight. T stands for temperance. A stands for air, fresh air, which fortunately we have a lot of in Palau.
Air.
R stands for rest, yeah. And we need good rest.
I say R ngira dro lungul ngira ngari awlung el den de kalse de oriol de oriol malo ba di milin moimis.
And then the T, the last T, stands for trust in divine power, trust in God.
Es el T ngira dro morar a Dios ngira dro morar a sangre a Dios lo sabele.
Ahora me tengo que rocuel lo coen dice que del tier temperance ahora de axal el momento en la iglesia lo que ni como era el cul segui del toel el temperance en la niña ahora se el mucho el mismo di.
Okay. So the question, Dr. Ng, is the word temperance. I think everything else is pretty straightforward, but could you elaborate a little bit on what temperance means and how that applies to our lives?
Yes, that's an excellent question. You know, for most people, temperance just means don't drink, don't smoke, or if you do, do it moderately.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I was raised by my parents and the way I believe most strict Adventists believe, it's quite different. I believe that temperance is total abstinence, totally abstaining from that which is harmful. And it also stands for moderation in that which is good. For the strict Seventh Adventist, abstinence of five things that come to mind. Those five things to me are smoking, drinking, use of illicit drugs, caffeine, and sex outside of marriage.
Thank
you, Dr. Ng. I understand now why you look so young. And during your trip here to Palau, this last visit, is there anything you would like to share of any observations that you've had while you're here that you'd like to share with people that are listening with us today?
Yes, thank you for asking that. This is my third time to Palau, and each time that I have come, I've had an opportunity to look into the eyes of the Palauan people. When I look into the eyes of patients, I can tell if somebody has had severe diabetes that has not been controlled or some other serious lifestyle related diseases. And one of the saddest things for me to see is somebody who has a diabetic or other lifestyle related disease of the eye that cannot be cured or improved. And so what I want to share with the people of Palau is that health is not just something that happens. You know, some people say, you know, my aunt, she got cancer and she died. That was too bad. Or my grandfather had a stroke. Or my uncle had a heart attack. That's just too bad. But when it comes to these lifestyle-related diseases, the important message that I want to leave with you is that there's something that you can do about it. You see, it's true that your genetics will predispose you to certain diseases. It's like a loaded gun. Your genetics loads the gun, but it's your lifestyle, the way that you live, that pulls the trigger.
Recommendation ra doctor ing al sebel ko share lobenget other than I gigi til blal ngal miski dal mle new start tangaria ko ra ko fi additional al sebel ngul miski dal ko ol ngal se orgi dal ay gigi dal mse edal ay gal madat al tukra ngil mga mokla.
So Dr. Ing, I think the next question is, do you have any suggestions or recommendations of how we can avoid getting in that situation where we're incurable?
You know, that's the beauty of the New START acronym. It gives us a program that we can adhere to and have good health.
New START.
You know, the most of the people in Palau do well at about half or two-thirds of these. The biggest impact that you can have in your health is through your nutrition, proper nutrition. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, once said, "Let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food." Let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. You see, I believe that if you eat healthfully and you adhere to these eight principles, you won't need medication. At least for the most part, you can be healthy without having to medicate yourself.
Dr.
Ng, I think one of the important things is maybe you can share what are these good foods that help us. I know on Sabbath you shared the granola. So maybe you can share stuff like that to help us. homemade granola, that's the key.
You know, one of the things that's so important in your lifestyle is not only what you eat, but the timing when you eat. If you've ever tried to lose weight, one of the things that people do is they skip meals.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the most common meals that people skip is breakfast.
Yes.
And if you skip breakfast, let me tell you what happens. Your body actually goes into starvation mode. But you know, our lifestyle has it that we skip breakfast, we eat a big lunch, and then we eat a huge dinner because it's a social thing. I like to ask people, when you go on a trip, if you were to go on a long trip, would you fill up your car at the beginning or at the end of your trip? But when you eat a large breakfast, you actually rev up your body to burn calories. When I was young, I was taught breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and supper like a pauper or a poor person. You know, there's a lot of people who say, I can't eat a big breakfast in the morning. But if you eat no dinner or a very light dinner, believe me, you will be hungry in the morning.
How?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Ng, for sharing us about when we should eat. How about what are these foods?
Yes, I want to get back to that question. It's a very important question. And I'm going to share some things just briefly, but hopefully be able to share more at a presentation that I hope to give tomorrow evening. But as far as proper nutrition, I believe in a whole food, plant-based diet. When I say whole foods, I'm talking about unprocessed foods. Foods not necessarily raw, although raw is not bad, but foods that are unrefined. I do believe in raw, fresh fruit and vegetables. And the vegetables could be cooked or uncooked. And I believe in a diet that is high in complex carbohydrates and low in fat and actually low in protein as well. I can explain a little bit about what complex carbohydrates are.
Yeah, complex carbohydrates, again, ni asal map tu kalau ior ni, ewal diri kan makarikan, keluar fiber ni. Ini sel aktor tu terlalu, ye gitu, algal, ada kalau jadi keluar sugal ni, malu bensar ni, ni aja malam ni.
You know, in the United States right now, there is a huge fad for the low carb diet.
Jadi orang belum ramai le, yang keluar sel ulas wase, bayi dia kalau jadi ada mengaji gitu, asal wase ngonraul. Complex carbohydrates, ini lumayan on roll. Selangkah ramai orang yang tersembunyi ada sendiri mahu on roll, mungkin terapat ini.
I want to try and explain this so that you will understand it. There are simple carbohydrates and there are complex carbohydrates.
Mungkin orang yang ada yang tersembunyi orang di gaya dan on roll.
Simple.
Simple. Oh, awak pernah sih kau di dia. Yeah. Dia kau ior alsel. Dengan dia kau on roll, kau ior alsel.
Imagine that I have a cup of gasoline.
Kasih kau, mom dah sura. Imol kau belkasori.
If I put a match to it, you'll get a huge explosion, a large amount of energy at one time.
Kasih. Ma cukup muka kuah masak senul tuti serkasori ngobigai, little ngobigai.
However, if you take that same cup of gasoline and pour it through the fuel line of your car, and it goes through either the carburetor or through the fuel injection system, you can get a controlled amount of usable energy.
Ma sendiri cukup kau itili alat tenggel amlay, engmal mal carburetor engmal amsil tiar lotu tiar lalu tiar luspel tiar kasori nga.
When you eat simple carbohydrates, it's like that big explosion of energy that you get from the glucose, the fructose, the sucrose molecules that burn very quickly. You get a huge burst of energy, and then you get a low. And so when you eat complex carbohydrates, and I'm talking about things like brown bread, brown rice, whole grain cereal like granola, you get a slow release of energy, carbohydrates, for a long period of time, and you don't get hungry quite so quickly.
Sel terletak al sel apa ni? Dal losper engal, amiau dal losper engal mengual kemangal kelari. Mereka kalau mereka ada masuk orang.
Walau berapa, pokoknya mereka lusi sel cuma kondi onral belawi. Dia kalau mereka ada masuk orang yang mual kura obral dan maga. Madingi sel maga tergatra omong awa beras.
Oh ya, belalai beras.
Belalai beras.
Belalai beras yang kali kadi kolit terjadi.
I want to speak just for a minute about protein. Most people believe that if you are on a plant-based diet, you will not get enough protein and you'll be protein deficient. And that is actually a myth that comes from studies done several centuries ago. What happened with some of the early anatomists is when they dissected the human body, they found that muscle was made primarily of protein.
ومسا عبدين العراق عملوا من الطور الغلاذة ومسرية وسي نقال نقال ودر العراق ودر العراق الرورة تلتقل وسي بروتين غذي سيلدويدين وسي غضويدين.
And so their assumption was, if you want to be strong, you have to eat protein. But what they didn't understand was that protein in the body is recycled. So there are some essential amino acids that you must eat, and there is a basic amount of protein you must eat, but it is far less than most people think. If you eat an excess of protein, then the body has to break it down, and it actually will overwork your kidneys. And in fact, you can actually get plenty of protein by eating a whole grain and a legume. When I say a legume, I'm talking about beans, soya, lentils, any kind of bean.
Lentils.
I don't know. I hope I'm not going too in depth for this.
No, it's good.
Malungil ang kamal mla mungil smodi tegi diel wasing ngarungil kalaligil lungil tonga ngarapatigit. Makmo oger ngiling wasya kama ma adrebela pay ngaringangi kara kama ngara korakuk kla kla tingin ngil kire lang yon dira kalungil tonga nga bola ka tonga ikalte lwa alwa a beef almeat ma por kama mal ka.
Okay, doctor.
Mahatok.
You know, there's probably one more thing I should mention about nutrition.
Oh.
And that is that a lot of people that have diabetes think that the main thing they must avoid is sugar. And even though that's true, you must avoid free sugars and simple carbohydrates that we talked about earlier. The main thing is avoiding fatty foods and fat, saturated fat.
Complex carbohydrates. Wa brown rice sama gugau ma prak legal legal ay adong ay gayid ila kadong ara brasing bay ay aso bakidra to ra sugal ngwal mred el mudul ay gayida ngwa sugal gid mal dice el mal dire gar klol bay dial sugal din lu lid el musugal ala ogo.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna nga engra abo mugera doctor inga mosi ngara 80-10-10.
Doctor, maybe you can explain what 80-10-10 means.
The ideal diet, which is actually fairly hard to achieve, is the one that is high in complex carbohydrates, about 70-80% complex carbohydrates and 10% fat and 10% protein.
Mela gabu tial omngale dalme ngase ngire la omale del ogal basen tri ayi de nomasen in complex carbohydrates ayi del nia ngil londra al malum ngil ngara del lomel gal ayi del di tri basen tri ala o ga tri basen tri
protein
odoim protein eh?
And the other 10% ala o ge
no okay. Really a doctor basen
okay.
80-10-10
Masa kamal masaw lukong ra gigid yal alblam so dit yal 80-10-10 e doctor ing kiso kal mo sele almutal mo kura matadu ulgir yal diabetes leng sero omong adadu igamile sa ikal mal batok al maf ikal matri adr belaw le dumum lamo matkita gigid rakta diabetes among di kura sokal maskaw tigid al time yung kura mo o aisil was a other than I give the lifestyle ma aldo do ngar niya dire gal gir il sab edal kura mo mdengi il was a mga at mok lay gal al sula matada ma matada
so Dr. Ng you mentioned earlier about those patients you can treat because of diabetes so can you kind of share I guess how to avoid it or what these patients can do to improve their eyesight or try to get help?
You know, the biggest thing I see is the issues with diabetes. And if a patient would concentrate on losing weight through proper diet and exercise and temperance, you can actually reverse the diabetic process and avoid the complications of diabetes.
Masetial tora sugala se de loluti lugum mongila ablangura ras tamo undo e momalboda bayel tira oltura segi.
When you see a patient with a early bleeding in the retina, that is a critical time to change your way.
Al sugum gada mesa abel al sela madala lo mesri namo marala rasri en namo girel ngodia ablunguri.
Unfortunately, when large areas of the retina have died, then it is impossible to restore or bring back vision.
Okay. Ada kamal masulang gigid al mulwa se kamlutal melaklisel omtil di doctor.
Can you say it again?
No, I said when somebody has early bleeding in the retina, that is the time to intervene.
Sel sum gada mesa madal ada ni ana mustat el marara ras sel sel madal. E seguid el time en giria del omul el mulod raqtanarin mochen mo moda omgalel ma yelo sisi brabrien.
When there is extensive swelling or edema of the retina or large areas of dead retina, then that is a much more difficult condition to treat and most of the time not reversible.
Dice el blabol oburga ser y sidel ser amdal sidel retina el blabol toria mlamar en mlamo morir y tamal.
Alo ay siak mal loreng asule me doctor in kawa mlaw ay sir nga kalwa siak klukuk nga onge de lurior al August 15, 2018 re ewi the clorabs nga ega mga sel SPA Wellness Center e mal mga madara buto kal adale kong trigel mo sabi ili kong yung orang sir kawa ligal mo tal mo kumakay al masaw da ikal baby regen sila that tegi di al short ilang.
Yeah, Dr. Ng, so we're just sharing with the public that tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Wellness Center. And I think we should be clear, Senator Senior, maybe I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you. 7:30 p.m., right?
7.
I'm sorry.
With the clock. With the clock. You know, sel do rense arungo de nga kamal way kelo sa da doctor I. Ako si oh, adam mga mla tara ng rangkel adi lang kita ng kani ng ge tanga kan mla tara kasi no maong abul ere. Mahdi ako mna sa nga kalil si ako ngodi I tele la kla adar nga kama klangar nga kama si egal mo kama nga taklangar nga akshere nga tel ko ramot odo e malmom kitar nga nga ka via kalsal ka ati nga eru nga del sambe yak malmlo dong okras nga hagire gal mo orgi krak tel klangar nga ge mo ngil le exercise e malas malmom nga taklangar nga kaleng tiagi daul ak malmlo le lak le malmom kitar nga nga lgi kama tsok omorengis kumilorengis nga Ako nun kita nung orang alia raspis ako kasi kasi ko kol ade bol ilan ta amor mulap singil ngi kay kidil ko ra magagaril toy masel to nang alia ras yang ara kale sing nga sen mesa sen lo bolo spe a to bel magia de mrula nga dre lang asol ma ab ilan ta amo kut mok la yel mo ay nga mang ay bisay da tuwa sing nga gire kal mo take control mo utial kang nga kal mema o mesri men sen mo ko mangata aklangar nga yo si sa aklangar nga kalwa sa igay kibya agire dal nga rin yung type pra lifestyle mong si edad mahal kawal tika rin al makatika tal tayo may mo mestri ang alkila ang alkik sa gira mal so makmal orang asuri latak ta ingle ak mo ati kairo nga dal sa nera kuramal mo mal aswa sa gagi dal nga mil mula o si ay gagi dal dol kulam da aswa sa mir nga niya te alal da chensra akla agar gira ebot at talgi bal mo mal aswal al wasay gire bal mo nga niya igel tonga sa atal al matnit tal tali tayo lara ablan ro dama al uweng tali tali la umalim maro magigit yil kura umili lama makamal misal man maringan nga ako iti ako hindi ka erek mo umda sorry ngay thank you Dr. Ng for close any closing
yeah any closing remarks she was just commenting on how you reaffirm that we can change our lives and we can make a difference, you know, and just a reminder to all of us that, you know, we want to see our kids graduate from college. We want to see them marry. And if we don't change the way we live, what we put in our bodies, we may not be around to do those things. So thank you for sharing that and a reminder to us. And
Yes, I agree with you. We can make choices, and the most beautiful thing that I experience in my life is that if I use my power of choice to make a decision, I can pray and ask God, and He will help me follow through on those good choices.
Dios ang aringil mo sobo kride mo sungid rayel o malil trigid rabek kalsil umran mring rigid adigid al tanga kut mokli mo
I would like to recommend to my listeners try temperance try saying no and when you actually see the improvements of your in your health it will help you in other areas of your life
mo segid al tol temperance Naya kita lagi melukai lulu-lulu asa, dua asa dia bola kemaru lagi, agum ngomral asa, aye asa el luliak tengaragal mungil.
What I'm trying to say is that if you learn temperance in your health, there are other areas in which you can make changes that will benefit your life. Say in terms of time management, in terms of stress, in terms of your work ethic. In terms of your faith and other areas of your life.
Masa rumah kita mom CC lor tirak lagi itu masih kata murah itu lagi dengi. Rumah lu masih ngosok dia ngosok masih sel stress kan sel sebab kering lagi dan mah abrau lagi dah lagi dengi. Mungkin betul dengi awal long itu terak lagi dah ada kelsil. Whether yang heart lagi dan musuh lagi dah lagi
God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be physically healthy, spiritually healthy, mentally healthy.
Dios asual al misisi a aklau maragir, al misisi a abdengir, al misisi a turdulom dasu.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Ing. Madakamutalo, maklat kalwasay. 7 o'clock. God bless us all.